Praise his name. Let's stand together if you'd like. Just bow our heads as we go before him. Heavenly Father, we're thankful, oh Lord, for another opportunity. Lord, an opportunity to hear you speak to us, hear your word come forth under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Lord, an opportunity to judge ourselves. Father, that we may put ourselves in the balance, Lord, against thy word. Father, judge ourselves. Lord, it's our grace. Sometimes it may seem hard, but it's your grace, Father. That, Lord, we not be judged when we go into the next life, Father. Your mercy and your love for us, we can't explain it, Lord. I can't. I don't deserve your love. But, Father, through predestination, Lord, you chose us before a moon or a star. And I'm so thankful, Lord, to count myself part of that. And Lord, I know each and every one, Lord, sees themselves there. We just want to say thank you, Lord, and worship you. Have your way. Bless each and every one that's gathered here today. Strengthen us, encourage us, Lord, and truly meet that need in our hearts, whatever it is. For you know, Lord, you're the author and the finisher of our faith, and we rely on you. Lord, we thank you now. Bless the service, every phase. Lord, we pray this in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. Ain't he wonderful? Hallelujah. You may be seated. Amen. Like then our big books, like this thing start with on 188. Hallelujah. Down from his glory. It's a wonderful song here.
Down from his glory, ever living story, my God and Savior came, and Jesus was his name.
Thank you.
Hear him calling out your name.
sing hallelujah to him. Accept our worship and our praise, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, he's so good. Amen. Hallelujah. I love you, saints. Oh, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise His name. You may be seated. Oh, God. Saints, He's so wonderful. So good to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Hamilton, would you like to come up? Amen. That's the blessing. Amen. Sweep over my soul. We want to sweep over your soul. Amen. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit. Sweep over. My rest is complete while I kneel at your feet. Oh, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Hallelujah. Sweep over.
Hold your needs on your heart. Brother Philip, would you like to take the request?
Amen. Heavenly Father, we appreciate this opportunity we had to gather together here again to see you, Lord, in the presence of your Holy Spirit, Lord, and then to deal with our hearts and our minds, Lord. And we pray tonight, Father, that you just help us each and every one of us to consecrate and dedicate our lives more fully to the of you, Lord, that we might each and every one find that place, Lord, that ministry that you've given to each and every one of us to fulfill this hour that we're living in, dear God, that we might please you, Lord, and do thy will. And we pray tonight for our brothers and sisters that travel on the highway, Lord, and we pray to keep your hand upon them, Lord. We pray for the brother Bobby and the hospital there to grant them the speedy recovery. And we pray tonight for those here tonight that have need, Lord, that my God, in any kind in our eyes, Lord, we pray that you just come down that mystery. You meet that need, Lord, and you be spiritual and physical and material, dear God. But most of all, you meet the spiritual need, Lord. Our God, for those who get that need met, Lord, and everything else take care of itself. We pray that you bless your word tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Bless our hearts to receive your word. Bless the speaker, yes, Lord. May the Lord and thy Holy Spirit be upon us. We ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. All hallelujah. Amen. Praise his name. Let's sing the little chorus, "Lord, I Believe," as we ask our brother to come.
Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe.
Heavenly Father, we truly do count it a great privilege to be here once more. And Lord, as we came in this evening and heard the sisters playing the song, "While You Was on the Cross, I Was on Your Mind." And Lord, just to stand here at this moment of time and see and to feel Your Spirit and Your presence that's here tonight, as it was this morning, Lord, how humbled we ought to be, Lord, to know that the King of Kings, the great I Am, took the time to stop and to sit down with me. Lord, how much we should reverence You, respect You. Lord, help us this evening to take these few words, Lord, though they may seem repetitious. Lord, just let it be more real and alive to us in some way. Lord, You know the purpose behind it, and we ask Your will be done. But Lord, we thank You for everything that You're doing for us. And Lord, don't let us fail to see what You're doing now, Lord. And we ask it all in the glorious, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask these things. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you love Him?
Amen.
He's so precious.
Amen.
Amen. You know what? Thinking of some of the things our brother brought this morning, they're really precious. And you know, as he was speaking about looking off for that rapture, it's wonderful. And I want to know what it's going to be like. But my goal and is to be there. And now is my time of preparation to be there. Your time of preparation to be there. That's the foolishness of preaching that he was talking about this morning. But as I was traveling home, you can turn your Bibles while you're standing, if you would, to... Amen. Let's just turn to Amen. I got it out of line. Let me. Hebrews, the first chapter, if you would. As I was driving home Thursday afternoon from work, and I didn't know, I was just meditating, and the Lord laid, just kind of brought these things to my mind, and then I got home and was going over some things, and it's things we've heard, and it's very, as I said, it may sound repetitious, and I might do a little bit of reading tonight, because I want you to hear what the prophet said about it. I want you to refresh your mind. Maybe you've read these things, you've heard them, but we're going to refresh our mind just a little bit, and maybe God some way will dip something into our heart to help us through life's journey. But let's read here in Hebrews 1, in the first verse, first chapter, first verse. "God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, and hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He by Himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high." May the Lord bless your means where you may be seated. Brother Branham used that scripture many times, but I just want you to pay attention there, that it was God who spake unto the fathers by the prophets. And I'd like to turn to, amen, that's why you still got your Bibles. Let's go ahead and turn to 2 Peter in the first chapter and read the 20th and 21st verse. Amen. Saints, we're living in an age we must make sure. And this, all this word is laid here for our admonition and to go back. And that's why God left it and made it such a way. Look at how many years this Bible's been being printed. But God has kept it pure and unadulterated right down the line. Amen. God watches over his word. Hallelujah. But there in 2 Peter, the first chapter, 20th verse, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. They were moved by who? Who's the Holy Ghost? God in spirit form. God again. It's God all the way. No, man had nothing to do with it. And then let's go ahead and catch another one. This may sound a little out of line at the moment, but let's go ahead and read it. Ephesians 4. Very familiar. Amen. And through reading this, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about a prophet and some things. Don't think that I'm trying to make the ministry anything here or trying to raise myself up. That's not it. I want you to look at what God has done and is doing. And sometimes that's where people miss seeing Moses, who Moses was. That's where they miss seeing who Noah was at his time. They miss all of the prophets as they came because they weren't looking in the right direction. And they missed Jesus when he came on the scene. And they missed who he was. They missed Brother Branham truly who he was when he came. And let's beware that we don't miss what God is doing in our day because we've got our vision focused somewhere else. But here in Ephesians 4th chapter, and read very familiar scripture. Amen. And about the 10th verse, or 11th verse, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Not for your body, but for the body of Christ. Amen. That bride. Hallelujah. He says in for the perfect the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure, the stature, the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine and by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, why bear they lie and wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, for whom the whole body fitted jointly together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making the increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. But God gave the gifts. God gave all of this. And I want you, God spoke to those prophets. And we know that we understand, and I'm not going to back up and read all of those things. But I want you to stop and think tonight, as our brother was even mentioning this morning, what if God would come set beside you? And as we come in and we hear feel his presence among us, as our brother even said this morning, look at how we should feel that. And Brother Branham said in one spot, you know, he described it like this, and I was just thinking of it. This is kind of off my message a little bit, but to go with what he was saying this morning. Brother Branham said, what if he was blind, but you was to walk out of a dark, cold building into the warm sunshine? How you'd feel that warmth, and you would be able to feel that heat on you, and you would know you was coming to the presence of something. And he used that as a type to show you that you can feel when you come into the presence of the Holy Spirit. It's not a myth. It's not something that we're dreaming up that, oh, it's over here. But it is a reality that when you come in contact with the genuine Holy Ghost, which is God in spirit form, you feel him. You'll know he's there. You'll feel his arms around you. You'll feel him on the inside. Amen. It's not just something that is talked about, but there's a reality to it. Amen. Hallelujah. But just think about that. If you can truly never say you've really felt that, I really don't know what they're talking about when they say they feel the presence of the Lord. Ask the Lord to come in and do a work for you that you would know. Amen. You can feel him. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Amen. But I want to start here. This is in the message. Christ is revealed in his own word. Preached August 22nd, 1965. And I have a lot of reading, but I'll try to maybe cut some of it out because I don't want to hold you long tonight. But just want you to, I want to read these things and I want us to catch a picture here of what God was doing. This is on page 24. God is a person. In this paragraph 105, God is a person, God can speak, God can talk, and God can write. He didn't have to do it that way, but that's the way he chose to do it. He didn't have to do it that way, but he chose to do it that way. And you say, God wrote with his finger, his own majestic finger, the Ten Commandments, so God could write himself. And you believe that God really wrote those Ten Commandments and handed them to Moses?
Yes.
That's where it starts. That's some of the simplest things. Maybe you, as a child, we hear the story of Moses. And sometimes, but it's got to be a reality that God wrote those tablets on those tablets of stone and gave them to him. He could also write it through the prophets, see, because it was his attributes, his word, and he expressed through them, making all a part of him, see, he could write with his finger. He also took his finger and wrote on the walls of Babylon, "Thou art weighed in the balance and found wanting." He wrote with his own finger. And what a fear that installed in those people's hearts to see a hand appear on the wall and begin to write. But God done it for a purpose. He was there to prove. Amen. God can talk. Do you believe God can talk? He talked to Moses on the mount in the burning bush. You believe that? Yes, sir. He talked to John in the form of a dove. And this is my beloved son in whom I am pleased to dwell in. And he talked to him and he spoke to Jesus on Mount Transfiguration before Peter, James, and John. He can talk. He's not mute. God can talk. So before a whole multitude of people, when the people said it, thundered. But it was God speaking to Jesus. And almost all of them, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, is Jesus speaking. He is God, so God can talk. And he took his own fingers and wrote on the sand one day. And he spoke and he preached and he prophesied with his own lips. God did. When he was made flesh and dwelt among us, God manifested in flesh. If he can write and speak, can he also tell others what to do? Certainly can. He can talk to them in a human voice. He can write and show them what to do. He has done it. So God and sundry, let me drop down. This is paragraph 111. But he says, now prophets didn't always understand what they were writing or what they were saying. Or they would no wise have said it if they could have understood it, see. But the Bible said they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And you just stop and think about what he's saying. Think of David and the Psalms and the way the Psalms went. And even Isaiah, he was bruised for my iniquities. Look at the prophets, the things they wrote. Maybe God showed it to them afar off, some of it. But some of it, he laid it upon their heart to write and to speak. And maybe that's all he said was write it. Oh my, saints. Listen, he says, and the prophets, but the Bible said they were moved by the Holy Ghost, moved. And when the Holy Ghost moves you, you move. God in sundry times, he spake to the prophets that were moved by the Holy Ghost. And that's why all the ages, the people who were spiritual, they consulted the prophets about the times of what was to happen. And the prophet writer must be in constant fellowship with the author, see? He must be living in constantly in the presence of the author to know what the book is going to be. The prophet writer, he had the pen ready anytime, constant fellowship with the author, which was God, to strike down whatever he said, to put it down, showed what kind of a life he must, a separated life from all of his brethren. Now that's why the prophet had his mind set constantly on what God said, not what man thought, what the age thought, what the church thought, or what the kingdom thought, what God thought. He only expressed God's thoughts to word, because a word is a thought when it's expressed. You got it now? The word is a thought expressed. So the prophet was waiting for God's thoughts. And when God revealed his thoughts to him, he expressed it in a word, "Thus saith the Lord." See, not "thus say I, the prophet," but "thus saith the Lord." And I want you to notice where he said, he always expressed what God thought, not what the people thought, not what he thought.
Amen.
And oftentimes that's where people make their mistake and they get tied up with trying to go back and watch the prophet's literal life every day. He was a human being. He was a man. But he was a special man that God gave a gift to. But as God revealed the word to him, he became the word also. And he grew just as we're growing. And that's why you don't want to ever go back and try to put your finger on some man's life on this earth. But put your finger on the holy word of God. that God expressed and vindicated to be the word of the hour.
Amen.
And God printed up his word and laid it on printed page. That's what we were to follow. God give us all we needed to follow.
Amen.
And I want to say this, and take me right. It's wonderful to be able to go back and read the Generations book of the things that happened in the prophet's life. It's wonderful to be able to go back and speak to his children. Go back and speak to people that gave testimonies. People that walked with him. But nevertheless, anything they say or do has to be backed up 100% with this word. And if they bear witness of something contrary to what God said, then God's word is the truth.
Amen.
And that's where you can't put your finger as a pastor. You follow them to have the rule over you at the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. For what God done yesterday, he'll do today. And what he does today, he'll do the same tomorrow. And we must focus our attention in on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's only one prophet. And when you begin to see, when Moses came on the scene, and I want you to think just a little different tonight. When Moses came on the scene in Egypt, born in Egypt, raised with the Egyptians, Ramses raised right alongside of him, saw him grow up, saw the things he did as a child, saw him do all of these things, saw him commit a murder, and Moses exiled to the desert. And then Moses come back and say, God said. And all them people saying, oh, ain't this Moses that killed that Egyptian and we run him out of town? Ain't this that fella that he was raised in the palace? Is it? We know him. But yet he had a message from God. And many of them failed to see till it became too late that it was truly God speaking through his lips. And they let it go too long and went too far. Same way, look at all of the prophets up through time. And even look at John the Baptist when he came on the scene. A man sent from God. But he came on the scene and he was different from the popular belief at the time. As Jesus made the comment to washing of hands, John come out of the wilderness. Do you think he was looking to wash his pot and pan? Maybe wash his hands? No. He was against everything they had seen. Where'd he come from? We don't know him. Who is that? But yet he was sent from God with a message. And God was working through his life, but because they couldn't identify with him, they just let it go. And today we sit here having had the privilege, after all of these years, to pick up these books all at one time and begin to look back at what the prophet was and what God did. Because of the experience of God revealing to someone that was walking at that time, maybe to put a book together, a man sent from God. This little pamphlet, a 20th century prophet. Things begin to come together so that in our day, this prophet's gone. But yet we can stand here as a whole and we pick up these messages and we can see the picture. And we see who he was. But now put yourself back on his day. What about his brothers and sisters? Own natural brothers and sisters he grew up with in home. He was raised with them, sat at the same table, swapped candy with them, took this little thing, that little thing. They knowed him. This is our brother. That's just William. They knowed him. But then God began to speak through his mouth. And many of them said, we hunt with him. We know him. He's just another pastor. We know him. He's just a pastor of a little church over there. We know him. But they failed to see who God had another step there. Many missed it completely. And then some seen the gifts begin to operate and the discernment. And they knew that that was a sign of a prophet and that was the sign of God in his life. Oh, he's a prophet. But it still wasn't truly revealed to him to who was speaking through his lips. And that's where we must always make sure we keep that veil removed from our face and out of our eyes, that we don't get focused in to a human being.
Amen.
But we're looking at the word of God.
Amen.
And what God has said.
Yes.
You know, if you'd have known Moses, you might have seen him do things in a natural that would be different from what you would do. Maybe handle a situation different than you would. But nevertheless, God was there speaking through him to bring the word.
Amen.
And that word was truth 100%.
Yes.
And when the prophet came on the scene, God spoke through his mouth exactly what he wanted that little bride to know. And I pray that we all understand enough to realize and truly grasp that if time would have went on, that this would have become scripture the same as this Bible laying here. That was God's word speaking. But that first and utmost, you must have a revelation that that was God, not just a prophet, but it was God. You've got to understand why God was speaking through that prophet and see that it was for you and for your day and that you were a recipient of those words that was being spoke. But God has got a purpose for that to happen in the channels that it happened. But so many people, I want you, because it's easy to say, well, if I would have lived here when Moses was here, I would have caught right on and knowed that was God. If I'd have been there when Jesus came on the scene, I would have knowed. Would you? The spirit you have today and the view of the word that you have today shows where you would have stood then. Amen. It shows where we would have stood then. And the prophet expressed that many, many times. And I'll jump ahead of myself just a little bit. Let me see. Amen. Let me read this first. Amen. I hate to. Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Let me just catch this. Let's just keep following it the way I got it wrote out here. As he says here, he says, I'll skip down here to the bottom, but he says, Now we, the way he showed himself and his characteristics, identification, their visions being vindicated was God's characteristic in them, making himself known to the people. This is in God hiding himself by his characteristics. And this was preached March 20th, 64. And this is paragraph 89. And he says, now that's the only way he was in Christ. A prophet was just a little speck. But Christ was the fullness of God, and God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. And his characteristics identified him, what he was, insomuch that he said, if I do not the works of my Father, then don't believe me. And if I don't have the character of my Father, then don't believe me. Don't believe my claims. But if I haven't got the character of my Father in me, then don't believe it. But his characteristics never change. God cannot change his character no more than a lamb can change its character. Anything changes its characteristics. Because as long as it's original, it's original. But if you can change anything, then you've changed it from it. It's not original. It's just like you take a hog. You can wash a hog and paint his toenails like the women does, fix it up with lipstick, put a nice dress on it, turn that old sow out, she'll go right straight to the wallow and wallow again. Why? She's a hog, that's all. But a lamb wouldn't do that. He wouldn't even get in the mud. He don't want nothing to do with it. It's the characteristic of it. See, you might dress him in the same kind of clothes, but he sure won't go. The outside doesn't matter. It's the inside. God being the source of all life. Don't fail to get this. I'm trying always just in me to get you to see something. It's your good friends on your behalf. And he stressed that many, many times. Look at that. God's characteristics don't change. Amen. When God spoke, every one of them prophets, it was thus saith the Lord, and it carried in continuity from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. You can't break it. You can see it one right after the other, and it run perfectly. When Jesus come on the scene, he was a full manifestation of what they had spoke that Messiah would be. Yes, that's right. Then he come on the scene and begin to speak his word, the word that was lauded, and begin to live his life. And how isn't this Jesus from Nazareth, they said? Look, they failed to see that it was. They could tell that there was something different. Yes. He had something, but yet they saw him grow up. They saw him be that person they was always with. But yet he had something God had given him. That was God in flesh at that time. Amen. Oh my, and how they missed it. But on over here now. But his characteristics don't change. And just catch this. He says, this is in the prisoner. You've heard this many times. July 17, 63. And he says, the devil never takes his spirit. He just goes off one man onto another. And God never takes his spirit neither. It goes from one to another. So the very spirit that was upon Elijah came back upon Elisha. The same one onto John the Baptist and so forth. The Holy Spirit was upon Christ, come upon the disciples, all down and still upon the people. See, God never takes his spirit. And I want you to think about that. The same spirit that was on him. At the day of Pentecost, it came back on those disciples. And it's still here today in the same characteristics that it was then, and with the same power that it had then. It didn't weaken. It didn't lessen. The same spirit is here today upon his people. And I wrote a little note there. His spirit on a people will fulfill the word spoken by that prophet for this day. His spirit, because it's his characteristics, they don't change. If he wrote the word, he's the same God. That same God is going to interpret that characteristic through a people. And it'll happen just the way he said it would. It'll come to pass. He said, let there be light, and it was light. He said, a people that was filled with his Holy Spirit, you can go back, they'll be led by the Spirit. You can go back and read the scriptures of what that little bride's going to be like. Every word that those prophets read and said that it would happen, that's the way it's going to be. His characteristics identified the same in everything. We're not all going to be prophets. We're not going to have the characteristics of a prophet, but we're going to have the characteristics of the Holy Spirit that was on him.
Amen.
And if the Holy Spirit wrote the word, then the Holy Spirit in you is going to say amen to the word, and you watch it line up in tune 100%. Amen. And just let me throw this in there while I hit that note. Amen. This is just a little quote he made in the message, "The World is Again Falling Apart." And he asked the people, this was preached in November 27, 63. He says, how many here doesn't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Raise up your hands. You know that? That you don't have it. My, that's the way you go in. The Holy Ghost is Christ. And that's how you're sealed into the kingdom, is Ephesians 4:30. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed into the day of your redemption. And if you have thoughts, as our brother has been ministering, he's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Just listen to what Brother Bram says. He said, if you have thoughts that this Bible isn't true, or thoughts that something in here isn't true, I don't have to be that modest. I don't have to be that headship at home. I don't have to be the ruler of my wife. I don't have to be under submission to my wife. If you have thoughts that that's not true, that you don't have to go that far, then you're not believing that word. If you have thoughts that this Bible isn't true, then the Spirit in you is not Christ. And how the word is black and white, and it lays it right down to us, each and every one of us. And we've got to be honest with ourselves. And we must apply this word to every situation in our life. Has our brother's been ministering? Is you just a nice person? Or do you have life?
Amen.
And we've got to come to that point to where we must hold the ministry accountable. When they want to take away from this word or add to this word and say it isn't so or it isn't this, then Christ isn't in there. Because Christ wouldn't take away from his own word the same characteristics. He gave them men to the church. And if he gave them men, they got his Spirit. And they'll say exactly what he said and bring it just in tune with the Holy Spirit. And it'll be identical to what the prophet has already brought. It'll be a furtherment of it. Amen. Just catch this for a moment. And you've heard this many times, but this is in God Doesn't Call Man to Judgment Without First Warning, July 24, 63. Just listen to Brother Branham describe these people, these men that's in the church. But you see, in the church, there's a pastor, and that pastor is a special person. He's built to where he can put up with fusses of the people. He's a burden bearer. He's an ox of the team. He's a man that can sit down. Somebody's got something against somebody else, sit down with them two families, and take neither side, reason it out, and bring it back into sweetness. He's a pastor, and he knows how to take care of things. The evangelist is a special man. He's a man that's burning like a fireball. He runs into the city, preaches his message, and then gets out of there somewhere else. See, he's a special man. The teacher is a special man. He sits back under the anointing of the Spirit and is able to take the words and put them together by the Holy Spirit that the pastor or the evangelist, either one, could not compare with him. Now, I want you to notice why God gave these men. As our brother mentioned, the foolishness of preaching this morning. You can read these quotes. I can read these quotes. I can read that Bible. But God gave men gifts. And that's what the prophet was trying to show us. Is he going to get to a prophet? But a teacher can sit down and take that word and pull it from here and pull it from here. In continuity, make a picture that won't break and bring it that the Holy Ghost can then bring and dip it into our hearts and reveal it to us. God had a purpose for all of these things. And you can't bypass God's way, his provided way. And he done that for a purpose. And then we find out there's another special man. The apostle is a special man. He's a setter in order. He's a man that's sent from God to set things in order. The prophet is a special man. A prophet is a man of whom the word of the Lord comes to, because the prophet is so designed that his subconscious and his first conscious are so close together that he doesn't have to go to sleep to dream his dream. He sees it when he's wide awake. And that's something God has to do. See, he sees what's going on. And the prophet foresees way off and sees the things that is coming. And he sees the cup of God's wrath before it's filled. And he can say, thus saith the Lord, God will destroy this city except you repent. So we see these gifts that God gave. And Brother Branham, when he was saying, he said they all were a special man. So that means that God gave them something a little more than he gave us laity or wherever we fall in the category. God had a purpose for that. And we must respect what God's done. But God also give us the word to point us out, to show us his ministry. And our pastor has so diligently brought message after message to show that. But sometimes as a people we get stubborn and we don't want to hear that. We don't want to accept the fact that Satan's got a ministry too. And that anti-word is anti-Christ. We don't like to hear those things. It makes us cringe. Oh, it can't be. But it's the truth. Here and on this tape, listen to me. The Holy Spirit has been warning every one of us that's been under the sound of the voice that's came across this pulpit. We must hearken to the word of the Lord. We are living in the last moments of time before God is fixing to catch that little bride away. And this is your chance to catch that rapture. Amen. And if we miss it now, we're going to miss it forever. Amen. But God is warning us. He's brought the word back and to us, forward and frontwards on everything to make sure that we know that we have life within us. Amen. And we must know. And we're not without a doubt. But you've got to make sure you understand that it's the word of the Lord that's speaking to you, not our pastor up here or some other pastor wherever you may go. God knows exactly what you need and he'll speak to you what you need. Amen. But that doesn't mean God is watching for your soul. But oh my, we must make sure that we're getting in tune with God and staying where there is spirit and there is life. Amen. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Amen. To set us free. But oh my, we make sure that our thoughts aren't contrary to this word. May we study to make sure that we're focusing in. So often there's so many things around the message as we see Christmas time approaching. So many things. You can say, oh, that's just how Brother So-and-so feels about Christmas. That's how Brother So-and-so feels about this holiday or feels about this thing over here. But you better make sure that brother that's showing you the word, he might have more revelation than you've got because he's a special man. And because you want to back down and say, oh, that's just his way of thinking about it, you might be coming against God. When the people murmured against Moses, God said, you're murmuring. They're not murmuring against you. They're murmuring against me. We must be very careful. God give us all of this word for a reason. And every word in every scripture, we must make sure we hold it in reverence. And be careful that our tongue doesn't speak something that we can't take back. Amen. Or step out and can keep us from hindering us from being what God said. How such a fire a little tongue can kindle. Amen. I just throwing that in there. I want you to think about it, saints. It's so easy as human beings for us to voice our opinion. We live in an age where everybody has an opinion. That's how I feel about it. This is how I feel about it. But it's got to go back to it's the word that God has given us in this day. It's not just, oh, that's how this brother feels we should worship like this. This brother thinks we ought to sing like that. This brother thinks we ought to... No. But if that brother, whoever it is, can take it back into the Word, and it runs in continuity, and the Holy Spirit's behind it, watch the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Watch the moving of the Spirit. And pay attention. And if the Word is lining up 100%, you better take heed and pay attention to what God is trying to say. Amen. God's not, as our brother has mentioned it many times, we're not playing church, saints. But we're fixing to leave this world. There's going to be a rapture, and by God's grace, I'm going to be in it. And I know that if I make that rapture, everything after I'll be involved in, by God's grace. But my goal is to here to walk, that I may be pleasing and have a testimony before my catching away that I please God. That should be the desire of our hearts. Not to live as carnal human beings and my mouth spews words that don't have no meaning and they just go on and carry on like the world. But no, I was sent here to be a Christian, an oddball that's different from everything else this world has ever seen. And how we should stand out to people. Amen. Amen. Let me see here. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and read this. This is, let me see, make sure I don't want to.
Hallelujah.
I'll skip this one. This was just, he was talking about where I was saying. He said, look in the mirror of God's word. If you would have disagreed with something today, you would have disagreed with it in Noah's time. You'd have disagreed with it in everybody else's time. Your spirit today is showing where we to stand. Amen. Stood then. And we must see that. The way we feel about God's prophet, it shows in our life. Everything, it's showing where we to stood then and stand now. And I want you to catch this. This is the voice of God in the last days. And this is this January 2063. This is page 75. And I'm just going to read paragraph 75 to catch something here. He says, we think today that our organization, our church, that with our prosperity today that God is smiling upon us. It looks good. It looks good when Micah stood there before 400 prophets and the whole land belonged to him and the Philistines was on it and the Assyrians, and it looked good. And those prophets was telling, go out there, that belongs to us, take it. But it wasn't the voice of God. And Micah turned and cursed that voice. How did he know to do that? Because his vision was exactly with the word. And that's the only way to trust it and see it today. It's got to be on the word. Amen. It didn't matter. 400 prophets against one. Look, and our brother showed us that many times. It's always big numbers to little numbers. But look at how God is always in the minority. Yes, amen. And always trying to show us that straight and narrow gate. Yes, amen. Don't be sucked into the wide and the, oh, this is the way everybody else is going. This is right. Look, they're all doing it. No. Follow the word of the Lord. It may look different. And at the time, against your own human reasoning, you may think, I just can't be. But follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. If there's something nudging in your heart, though it be contrary to what you truly feel, follow it. But make sure that God is revealing it to you. Amen. This is in Christ is the mystery of God revealed. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. Just want to read this in closing. He says, paragraph 332, the Holy Ghost alone is the revealer of divine revelation of Christ and has been in all ages. Remember all ages, who did the word of the Lord come to? Prophet alone? That's right. And the prophet had to be vindicated first, not because he said he was a prophet, because he was born a prophet, proved to be a prophet. Everything he said was exactly on the word and come to pass. And everything he said was exactly then everything else let go. It was the word of the Lord came only by the Holy Ghost. And the Bible said, man of old, moved by the Holy Ghost, he wrote the word. Look, John the Baptist would never have known Jesus if it hadn't been for the Holy Ghost pointing him out. John the Baptist, that great prophet that came forth, said, there is one standing among you right now, an ordinary man, standing here somewhere. That's the Lamb of God, John said. I bear record. I saw the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, ascending from heaven like a dove, and it went upon him. And the voice said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm pleased. What was it? The Holy Ghost said, I'll point him out. And that's the only way you'll know him today. The only way you'll get a threefold revelation of God is for the Holy Ghost. And the only way you can ever be is if you're predestinated to see it. And if it don't, you'll never see it. If you're not predestinated to see it, you'll never see it, because the light can flash and you'll go away and make fun of it and explain it away by some intellectual conception when the very God himself manifesting himself, proving it. See, but if it ain't upon you to see it, you won't see it. Amen. And how we ought to cry out to God, Lord, let me make sure that I'm seeing everything. Amen. But I want you to look at all those examples. If the Holy Spirit doesn't point it out, you're never going to see it. And oftentimes, I want to say this in regards to our brother. I said this one time a long time ago. You take today, we live as human beings. And well, we know our pastor. We grew up with our pastor. Most of you did. Some of you seen him grow up. I grew up under him. But we know him. He's a husband. He's a father. He's a son. He's a son-in-law. We see all these attributes that he's fulfilled in life. And we know, each one of us know him in a different relationship. Some as a friend. But don't let that blind your eyes to a gift that God gives unto men. And make sure, it's not about honoring a man. Now you make sure we're keeping that clean out of the picture. But I want you to understand that maybe sometimes, under the anointing, he's preaching. And he's giving out instruction. Make sure you don't stop and say, that's just my friend. That's just my dad. That's just my son. It's just my father. Make sure you don't make that mistake. Because many did. Down through the times. And that's not about lifting a man up. But God gave gifts and you must respect that no matter where. And make sure that you hold your tongue. And don't just think that's Brother Steve's idea. We all must reverence what God gives us in places, and that's just as much word. Sometimes that's things that are not easy said over a pulpit because it makes it look like we're lifting someone up. But that's not the point, and that goes for here or anywhere throughout the land. If you've got a pastor that's staying with the word, though I don't care what his relationship is to you, you better watch for the moving of the Holy Spirit of what God is trying to say. And make sure you just don't get it in your mind. Someone told him this. Someone told him to go say this. I heard that about that. He's heard this from so-and-so or heard that from so-and-so. If God sees fit to bring it across the platform, you better take heed and weigh it carefully because God might be giving you one last warning. And be through the foolishness of our minds and carnality, we might miss our opportunity because, oh, that's just Brother Steve. Just my dad. It's just my son. I know him. We've been friends forever. Take heed to the Holy Spirit and take heed greatly.
Amen.
For we're living in the last day, saints. Satan is doing all he can to devour and tear down. But God gave us the fivefold ministry for a great reason. And this is the hour that I can see, and you should be able to see greater. That if God wouldn't have given us that ministry, where would we be? And I don't say that just concerning our pastor. We've had a prophet. We've had pastors and teachers and evangelists all down through time. Since the prophet was here that has brought messages that's helped you along your way. God has been in your life here, there. But wherever God sees fit to place you and you get fed, you make sure you give full honor to God.
Amen.
And if the word comes forth and you see that I'm lacking and by God's grace you see the need to climb and you feel that burning in your heart, thank God for it.
Amen.
Don't lift the man up and say, oh, if he hadn't have brought that message, I'd have never seen that. God brought you that message. And he predestinated men to bring it through. They're his lips, they're his mouthpiece. And their load is heavy, sometimes heavier than we'll ever know. But God gave that gift to you.
Amen.
For your soul, to make sure that you would grow up into the fullness and the stature of Christ. And may we give God all the glory and the honor for it.
Amen.
That he left us not without a witness. But by God's grace, he's grace and caring. He's here to nurture us and bring us along the way. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Amen. It's not here to puff someone up or try to lift someone up for praise. But we must pay attention to the word of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, them little kids that day saw Elisha. He was a prophet. I think it was Elisha that they called Baldy. Made fun of him. Be careful that our tongue doesn't speak before. Weigh our words. Be slow to speak and quick to hear what the Spirit would say. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Amen. Didn't mean to dampen anything, but I want you to know, we serve a living God.
Amen.
And we serve a God that wants it exact. The entire word of the Lord.
Amen.
And we've got to toe the mark 100%. Every jot, I didn't read it, but he said in there, every little dot over the I, every little cross on the T, it's got to be exactly what
Amen.
God wants it to be. Amen. Don't you love him?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's been so good to us. But saints, take heed to the Spirit. Don't give in to just thinking and let your mind wander and reason what God said God means.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many voices throughout the land, all this and all that. But focus it back to the Spirit
Amen.
And what God says.
Yes.
Find you a prayer closet somewhere and let God give you the answer.
Amen.
It's there.
Amen.
Amen. I love him. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone got a course on your heart? Anyone at all?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to sing that little chorus as our brother comes. How great is our God. Amen. You know, I think of that little chorus. He said, I will lead you if you'll just put your trust in me.
Amen.
And I think of that little chorus Brother Smith sang before he passed away there that night for us. I'm so glad he found me because I was on a mountain wandering from the fountain when I heard my Savior calling me. Amen.
Amen.
And if you heard him call you and he's brought you this far, don't turn back now. We've come too far to look back.
Amen.
But keep your eyes on the goal.
Amen.
There may be things you don't understand in the Word. Pray and ask God to open your heart.
Amen.
Don't just be willing to accept that's how I feel about it, how I'm doing it. But open your heart to the Lord. We're a people that's got to grow to the fullness of the stature of Christ. That every word be just like he meant it to be. Amen. Let's sing a little chorus as our brother comes.
How great is our God. How great is his word. He's the greatest one.
Amen.
That ever was heard. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. And he said, I believe you. Put your trust in me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I was thinking, I was reading where Brother Branham was talking about that. And he said when Moses was standing there before the Red Sea, he said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. And he said God hadn't revealed to him yet he was going to roll that water back. Amen. But Moses knew he had to do something because he said, I will take my people out with a strong hand. Amen. And Moses didn't know they could have walked across that water.
Yes.
But God rolled it back. There's no obstacle too great. There's nothing. If you need to serve God, as our brother was speaking this morning, I don't care. If you want to be here at service more than you are now, or maybe you're missing this or that, something, God can make the way, but you've got to want him to make the way. You go to prayer and ask him, and you watch God move on your behalf. It give you a blessing that you can't contain.
Amen.
You know, I'll give a little testimony to go along with that. The job I have now, when I took that job, I lost almost $7,000 in income. But at the time I was going to, they were offering me a position, but I was going to start missing church more. So when I left, I took this job, I've been at church. You know, when we started this church, we had to set the service so I could be here because of my job. And I've moved down through time, but you know, God, I took that job making less money to be here, but God has doubled and tripled that money back to me since I took that job. He didn't have to, and I didn't ask him to, but he did, and I believe that's an honor. And it was his grace. But I want you to see that you follow God and give him your all. He'll do whatever. He'll roll back the water, whatever you need, and make the way for you. But you've got to trust him. We're a people that's so self-trusting in ourselves. I've got this in the bank. I saved this money. I earned this money. I got that food. I did this. But, oh, when you can get down to where you don't have it, and then it's God, I need it. And see him move on the scene and give it to you.
Amen.
How great is our God.
Amen.
I've seen him move on people and heal people right here.
Amen.
I've seen people's needs met right here.
Hallelujah.
They didn't even know and see God move.
Amen.
He's still a God that's here to prove that he today is the same yesterday, today,
yes,
and forever.
Yes.
But are we a people that want to see him be the same today?
Hallelujah.
That's a question to ask yourself.
Glory.
Do I really want to see him be the God that he can be in my life? Or am I a little bit scared to have him be that strong and that powerful? But the same Holy Ghost that came down on the day of Pentecost is here.
Amen.
And the same strength for whatever God wants.
Amen.
How great is our God. How great is his word. He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back waters of the mighty Red Sea, and he said, I will lead you.
Amen.
Put your trust in me.
How great is our God.
How great is his word.
Amen.
Trust God anymore. But oh my, if you can only put your trust in Him, watch Him work and see it vindicate. Oh, how encouraging it is. Amen. How great is He. He is to us. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we appreciate this opportunity today that You have given us together in this little tabernacle, Lord, this morning and tonight. It's been such a wonderful privilege, Lord. And it's so good to feel Your presence, Lord. Oh, God, how great Thou art. Lord Jesus, as I've said before, if only I could sing that song in a way, Lord, that I felt that it would be the best that could be done. Lord, of how great You are. Oh, but one day I will, Lord. One day I'll be able to sing that song in a way that, Lord, maybe it'll be good enough for You. But Lord Jesus, You're so wonderful. You're so precious. We just want to thank You, Lord, as a little group of people here, for Your mercy and grace. I believe I can speak for them, Lord, that they appreciate it too. And Lord, as we leave this little place now, You've blessed us with the Word and again the anointing of Your Holy Spirit and the moving of Your presence in our lives. Lord, and we part from this little building, may we not part from Thy precious presence. But Lord, may we take You everywhere we go. Lord, and give our life to You that You would be so happy to be with us, Lord, and to walk during the day with us. Lord, may we not grieve the Holy Spirit. And Lord, as Your prophet talking about that Holy Spirit, go out on a limb, just wait there. But Lord Jesus, may You be in our heart all the time, Lord, and in our lives, and may people see that Jesus Christ is alive today. Bless us now, Lord, as we leave this little place. And we don't know if You're going to tarry until Thursday. We don't know that for sure. And we don't know if we're going to live till Thursday. We don't know these things. But if the Lord will, and if You should tarry, we pray that You'll come, let us come back again, Lord, and gather around the Word of God and be hungry for it. And Lord, be excited and enthused in our hearts to just wait on You, Lord, to have Your way. And again, Lord, we thank You now for everything. Thank You for all things. You're so precious. You're so wonderful. We ask in Your precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
How great is our God.